This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today.
Save big money at
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she always felt like there was something in her new apartment with her or someone. Then she started dating someone new, and that person saw someone in the closet.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you like ad-free versions of the show, you also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. And the archive is huge, by the way. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days absolutely free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And, you know, Kathy, you and I have talked before about it's one thing when you experience something unexplainable, something that seems to be paranormal and you're by yourself. But then it's different when somebody else kind of confirms it or if they experience it too.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what happens in this story.
Well, before you jump in, though, I would like to know, are you a closet door open person or a closet door closed person?
My closet door is closed most of the way.
Mine is, like, it's weird. Like, I have one half of my closet, like, I have sliding closet doors, like, they're double, right? One side is open and one side I will never let be open. Now explain that to me.
You get bad vibes from that one side, obviously.
I do. And it's like, I come home, if that's open, I'm like, oh, like I got to shut that closet. I don't like that side of the closet being open. But I will bet our listeners all have preferences to how they can be comfortable with closets.
And with doors in general, like, do you leave your bedroom door open when you sleep? Do you leave it shut? Now, I leave it open a little bit because my cats like to come in and out. I'd be up and down opening that damn door all night if I shut it. But the closet door, I have like a hanger thing over the top of the door, so it's hard to get it to shut all the way. But yeah, if I go to bed and it's open too far, I got to shut it.
I'll wake up and something will be looking at me.
Yeah, I have no idea why. It could be open a little bit. Something could be peeking, but I'm okay with that.
There's something about closets in bedrooms that...
It's like we had a story a week or two ago where they had a little attic door in their closet.
Oh, gosh,
And we were both like, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard of.
No. You go get those deposit back and get out of there.
I had no idea there was a creepy attic door in my closet. I can't live here. That needed to be disclosed.
Absolutely have to move from that. There's no way you can have little doors in rooms. No way.
It has to be up front.
Impossible.
And in fact, it should be on the lease. There should be, did you see the little door to the attic in your closet? Check here for yes or no.
I know. You might have little gnomes, leprechauns, nasty little mythological fauns. Who knows? It will be dancing.
That's probably what's
going to
pop out of my closet tonight.
That's right.
Mythical gnomes. Didn't even know I was afraid of them until I see one in the middle of the night.
Oh, you'll be afraid of them.
Well, here is the story. Hello, I am a new but devoted listener. I should mention that I come from a long line of healers and have had paranormal experiences since I was a child. I never knew why until I got older when my grandma explained our family history. I think that this history makes me sensitive to paranormal activities. Several family members have mentioned similar experiences. Anyway, let's get to the fun stuff. I am a prior active duty Marine and was stationed in Kansas a few years ago on recruiting duty. I began working in the Lenexa recruiting office. That's up in Kansas City.
Yep, we know where that is.
We know where that is. Located across the street from the mall. Prior to moving to Kansas, the only real exposure I had to this area was from a show called United States of Terra, which was based in Overland Park, though not filmed there. Yet when I arrived in this area, I felt that it was familiar somewhere I had visited before. You want to hear an interesting, unrelated side note that has nothing to do with the paranormal? So the theater that I write plays for, and I've been doing this for like 20 years. I've been writing plays for them. They were mentioned on that show. That little theater was mentioned on that show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It sure was.
What a strange coincidence.
Mosley Street Melodrama. Yep. Okay. So back to that was just a little side note, sorry.
Okay.
I chose an apartment from across the street from the mall and within walking distance of the recruiting station. I felt that the price of the place was a steal. It was twice the size and half the price of the apartment I had rented in California. I lived on the third floor. The apartments had two bedrooms with the main bedroom down the hallway visible from the front door. The kitchen had a wooden floor and the wall in that room was covered by big mirrors. The living room had a sliding door with a balcony. It's important to list all of these things because of the experiences I had in this place. First of all, prior to moving here, my grandmother, the person that used to teach me to spiritually heal people, had passed away. We never messed with black magic, more working with sage and things like that. In addition to losing my grandmother, I lost my partner of several years. She left me for someone else, and this left me not wanting to sleep alone in the main bedroom. It took me 3 months to unpack, so I spent most of my time sleeping in the living room on an air mattress or the couch. The main bedroom was avoided, not just for not wanting to sleep alone, but also because when I walked into that room, I immediately felt sad or had the urge to cry. When I was in there and had the closet door open, I felt someone was watching me. It was a full walk-in closet, and it always creeped me out. On my first night staying in the apartment, I slept in the living room on the floor on an air mattress. I had the light on because I've always had a fear of the dark, and as I began to doze off through my eyelids, I saw a pair of shoes and legs cross in between me and the light as if walking around the mattress, observing the situation. I opened my eyes, and no one was there. It left me a little freaked out, but I put it off to nerves of being in a new place and sleeping alone.
Goodness, I'll bet that would freak you out.
A few weeks later, I was in the living room between awake and falling asleep on the couch, and I heard a voice from the corner clearly say, "Hey." It wasn't a voice I recognized, and I thought maybe it was someone outside my door. It was pretty late at night, so I jumped up and opened the door and saw no one. You could hear people approach the door and walk around, and you could hear doors echo as they open on other apartments, so there's no way someone could have made it away from the door without me hearing them. Around October, I had a dream that my ex came back to the apartment, and she seemed possessed. She had red eyes and was stomping around the apartment, yelling at me that all I had to do was kill her parents. That is creepy.
Oh.
Ironically, as she stomped, the floor underneath me began to break. I remember looking into the kitchen and seeing my reflection in the mirror as I began to slide out the door toward the balcony. I should mention that prior to her leaving, we had argued, and one of our arguments I had dreamt about at least 2 years prior because we were in the car at the exact location of my dream. I remember the store on my left was a Best Buy and saying the exact same thing. I think I have deja vu a lot, and it seems as if where I go is where I am supposed to be, at least if I want to meet spirits, good or bad. Anyway, around January, I began to date someone else. She would stay at the apartment and sleep in the living room with me. One night, I was drinking, and when I got home, I fell asleep in the main bedroom. She slept between me and the closet, not having any information about why I didn't sleep in that room. The closet door was open that night. I rarely let this happen. And she said that she woke up because she felt someone was watching her. This is going to creep you out. She felt someone was watching her and looked to the closet to see a man hanging by his neck.
Ooh.
That's bad news. Oh. Bad news. That's way worse than a mythical gnome.
That is way worse than a mythical gnome.
And this is weird, too. She said that she couldn't wake me and tried to fall asleep again and spent the night tossing and turning. Isn't that weird that she would see that and she couldn't get that person to wake up? About 4 months later, we were having an argument because I did not want to sleep in the apartment because I could feel that something was in there. By this time, we hadn't been sleeping much and we had tried to reach out to the priest, but he refused to help. By this point, I was very anxious and irritated. So back to the argument that night, I wanted to leave and sleep somewhere else. As we argued by the front door, the door to the closet in the back room slammed shut. Please note that this door was always closed because of my fear of what was in there. It's important to note that I had an altar set up here with a candle that was always supposed to be lit, but it would go out on its own. I would buy different candles and they would do the same. On this altar sat a picture of my grandmother and me, a rosary she had given me before she passed, and a picture of the Virgin Mary which hung on the wall. There were times that the picture on the wall would sway, or the picture of my grandma and I would just fall over. If the candle stayed lit, it would be dim. The same night of the argument, my partner called a friend who came in to cleanse the apartment. We had previously saged, salted, and put holy water around, but the activity would only cease temporarily and then seemed to come back stronger. After her friend did the cleanse, the candle burned brighter and the activity decreased. I would still get very sad walking into the room, and I felt as if there was a crime that had been committed there, such as a murder of a family. It did not help that a specific piece of the carpet in the middle of the main room had been cut out and replaced despite all of the carpet being new. Why? That's so creepy. Finally, 2 months after moving out of this apartment and returning to California, that complex caught on fire. Four buildings caught on fire, and right before the fire reached the part I lived in, it stopped. Not sure if this is related, just thought it was ironic. I know this was long, and I hope it makes sense, but maybe someone else has lived in the same place and can share experiences. I will be writing again to share some experiences that I had as a kid. Thanks for the show. I love it, especially knowing I am not alone. Lots of creepy things there.
Oh, this one's tough to unpack. There's so much going on
and
here.
And I actually understand the always being afraid of that room, because first it was associated with some bad memories and painful memories, unhappy memories. And then once somebody sees a man hanging by his neck in your closet and tells you that.
Yeah, that it's kind of ruined the whole
PTSD.
Every time you walk into
that apartment, it's like you're dealing with that.
Well, and we're talking about a former Marine. This is not somebody who's probably just going to be scared of every little thing. This is pretty intense stuff. That dream, trying to get you to kill her parents, Don't you think that when there's that horrible energy, that really dark energy in a room, there's a lot of that kind of dreaming that happens? It's like absolutely. They tapped into your dreams, don't you think?
I had a big, long conversation with the guy on The Grave Talks about dream analysis and nightmares recently. And it's very interesting because you use what's in your own arsenal for your dreams. So it could be a combination of not necessarily that the girlfriend wanted somebody murdered, but the girlfriend represented something else, which could be that negative energy in the apartment.
Yes.
And that was an interesting conversation I had with this person because he wrote a book on nightmares.
That'd be fascinating.
Yeah, and what nightmares means. I think it's called Interpreting Nightmares. Talking a lot about sleep paralysis over the years, and we dove into sleep paralysis and what that's all about. So I think that sometimes dreams, I think there's a visitation dream. I think there's different types of dreams.
I agree.
Then a lot of it, if you unpack it, it's kind of symbolism for your own life sometimes. So maybe there was something paranormal going on in the apartment, but the ex represented, that's how it came through in the dream. I don't know. Because I really don't think the ex was like, murder my family. But there could have been another energy in the house that was like that, but came through in the dream as the ex.
Well, and there's been a couple times where when we grew up as kids, we lived in the haunted house. And my older sister was telling me one time that she slept, we had, small twin beds in one bedroom. And she was sleeping in one where she could see into the hall. And the hall light was on in this dream she had. And she said in the dream, she could hear somebody coming up the stairs and she could see the staircase from her bed. And she said it was so real. And this person is coming up the stairs. And as, you know, he gets high enough, she can see the head coming up. It's my dad. And he's got a gun.
Ugh.
And she said, I knew he was going to kill us. And then I just woke up. Now, I don't think at all my dad was going to kill us. But I think it represented the evil in the house.
Yeah.
Right. And I had a dream one time when I lived in the apartment above the, it was in the old funeral home building. And there was a big room behind my apartment on this upstairs level. And it was just a big empty room. It was all wooden beams with, you know, big square posts. And it had an old elevator in it, just a platform elevator that you would crank with pulleys and pull up. Okay, yeah, for coffins. Yeah. Anyway, but I remember having this dream once where there were very few lights, just with light bulbs hanging down from the ceiling. And it was a huge ceiling too, way up there. And these light bulbs were hanging down. And I remember I woke up and I looked at the door to that big back room and I could see there was a light on underneath it. And I thought, did I leave the light on? And I opened it up and my dad was standing there in this big cavernous room that was, and it's huge, right, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing there and I could see the cigarette in his hand. My dad was a smoker. I could see it was lit and it was, you could see that, you know, orange ember on the cinder on the end of it. And I said, oh, Dad is here. And I started to walk closer to him and he looked at me and his eyes were just black. There weren't any eyes. It was just black. And then, of course, you know, I immediately wake up once again. It wasn't my dad. It was some other entity. And I knew it even in the dream that it was just by putting my dad there was just a way to get me to go to it. So I think these dreams can do that. And I was thinking about that, those dreams, as you were talking about this one. It sounds like one of those where there's these entities that kind of can tap into your subconscious while you're dreaming.
It might be an entity, paranormal kind of influence dream, or it just might be the stress of living in that house manifested into some, I would imagine that person had lots of dark dreams.
Yeah, I'm thinking
just
so
the
too.
Stress of living in that house, thinking something's watching you, then finding out something, you know, your new girlfriend saw something hanging in a closet, you know, you're never going to get a good night's sleep there.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well,
ever,
and there's
ever.
Just something about closets.
I do think it's interesting that the apartment building caught on fire. Four buildings caught on fire.
Yeah.
And I kind of remember a big apartment fire up in by Kansas City. And but because four buildings in an apartment fire is big.
Yeah.
That was a good story, but
it was really good.
Creepy story. And if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free there. Or also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.